You know, only love can bring people together. But sometimes situations make it too hard to remind someone you love them. At age 18, my foster mom died, and I didn't know enough to be able to live on my own. So I was put into a nursing home for what was going to be a short time. I had a job, sang at a bar, and did my stuff at Radio Oz, which I have already talked about earlier on this CD. But the staff at the nursing home decided to commit Medicaid fraud. So on the paperwork for the state, they put that I was in bed 24 hours a day, couldn't lift over 5 pounds, and made it look on paper as if I needed 24-hour care. So the nursing home was getting $4,000 a month for care that I never got. I ended up being in nursing homes until I was about 28 years old, because I was a victim of fraud. One of the things that struck me during those 10 years was how most people in nursing homes never have visitors. Their care was often poor, the nursing home was often understaffed, and no one ever came to visit most of these people. The exception was the month of December. All the area churches would take turns caroling all through the nursing home, dropping off gifts, visiting the residents, promising to come back, and we all knew they wouldn't be back until the next December. I would often cry, but it was never for myself. I would cry because this once-a-year good visitation gesture from all the area churches actually created more loneliness throughout the nursing home than you could ever imagine. The nursing staff would throw away most of the gifts that were brought, so it wouldn't be a reminder that it would be another 12 months before most people had visitors. Sadly, I found out why. I had a roommate that had Alzheimer's. Now, most people have the understanding that once someone's mind is gone and they forget friends and family, they never remember them again. That's not at all true. Even in the later stages of Alzheimer's, people have moments when they do remember. That is what happened to my roommate George. Very often he would wake up at night crying and calling out people's names. And he would try to talk to them as if they were there. But he never had a visitor. Well, one day I came home from downtown to rest before going to the bar to sing. A woman was sitting by George's bed, but George was sleeping. I felt out of place, but I said hi and asked if she was there to see George.
Yes, I'm his daughter.
Oh, you must be Jane Doe.
How did you know?
Oh, he calls your name out sometimes. You should wake him up, it would be nice for him.
No, it's easier on the family and me to remember him the way he was.
But he might.
Remember me? Maybe, but within a few minutes he'll forget I was ever here. Mo, I just wanted to see him.
George died a short time later. Sandy had recorded a Christmas album called The Gift Goes On. One of the songs from that Christmas album was Merry Christmas with Love. For years I have wanted to do a Christmas album with commentary and record that song. So I have decided to put it on this CD because it deeply touches the meaning of Christmas that no one ever talks or sings about. The pain in the first verse in this song I know is real because I used to see it each year at the nursing home. The song has a happy ending, but it's an ending that for too many people needs to take place more than once a year. Too many people die daily of loneliness. I put this song on this CD because you don't need to wait until December to be a caroler just to bring joy to a hurting person. A true and caring friend pops in many times throughout the year, and a hug and a smile brings far more joy than a once-a-year Christmas carol. So whatever month it may be, it's never too early or too late to share the reason behind Christmas with love.